Chuck here, Absolute Beginner, Season 2, Lesson 1. Gute 2, Lederhosen 0. Hello and welcome to GermanPod101.com, where we study modern German in a fun educational format.
So brush up on the German that you started learning long ago, or start learning today.
Thanks for being here with us for this lesson, Judith. What are we talking about today?
In this lesson, you will learn how to talk to a random stranger in Germany.
This conversation takes place on the German street.
The conversation is between Paul and Sabine.
The speakers don't know each other, therefore they'll be speaking formal German. Let's listen to the conversation. Entschuldigung.
Ja?
Ich suche die Goethe-Schule.
Die Goethe-Schule?
Ja.
Ich suche die auch.
Sie suchen die auch?
Now read slowly.
Entschuldigung.
Ja?
Ich suche die Goethe-Schule.
Die Goethe-Schule?
Ja.
Ich suche die auch.
Sie suchen die auch?
Now the translation. Entschuldigung.
Excuse me.
Ja?
Yes.
Ich suche die Goethe-Schule.
I'm looking for the Goethe School.
Die Goethe-Schule?
The Goethe School?
Ja.
Yes.
Ich suche die auch.
I'm looking for it also.
Sie suchen die auch?
You're looking for it too?
Okay, time for some culture. Every lesson we will have a cultural point. And today, well, since we mentioned the Goethe School, I was thinking, what do people associate with Germany?
Rammstein!
Yes, Rammstein definitely, but Goethe also comes to mind. And, yeah, certain politicians of the past century. But apart from that, on a general level, let's see.
Well, let's say that beer comes to mind.
Yes, beer. And a certain way of dressing, like Lederhosen, Dirndl. And concepts, like being punctual, being hardworking, meticulous.
Are those actually true, though?
Yeah, that's the question. I'd say, well, about punctuality, I'd say Germans are pretty punctual and they expect you to be too, as a matter of common courtesy. If you're more than 5 minutes late, you should call them and apologize profusely.
About working so hard, it's not quite so. At least not being workaholics or overworking. Germany's one of the countries with the least amount of work hours per week. The maximum is less than 40 hours per week. But in addition, there's a lot of public holidays, and of course you're legally guaranteed 4 weeks of vacation. But I also noticed that even though they don't overwork so much, as in put in a lot of overtime, they really work hard during their work hours. They joke that the foreigners work longer hours because they're not working very hard during them.
It's kind of what people do. If they can stop working immediately upon Feierabend, that's the end of the workday, Feierabend, then that shows that they are very efficient at working and it's not necessary to do overtime.
And how about drinking a lot of beer?
Yeah, Germans do drink a lot of beer, though the Czech drink even more, but there are lots of Germans who drink a lot of beer, like 6-7 bottles a night. Those people are influencing the statistics. Of course, there are also some Germans who don't like beer or prefer wine, but yeah, statistics.
I think I know my own answer for the wearing Lederhosen part.
Yes.
I don't think I ever saw that. Or maybe at like a special festival or something.
Yeah, it's very annoying for the average German. Only Bavarians, people in the south, you know, wear Lederhosen. And even there is only part of their folklore. It's not something that everyone wears every day. So that's very annoying when I'm confronted with a stereotype like that. And
so every American wears a cowboy hat, right?
Kind of like that.
Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall look at is
Entschuldigung.
Apology, or excuse me, or I'm sorry.
Entschuldigung. Entschuldigung.
Next.
Ja.
Yes.
Ja. Ja.
Next.
Ich.
I.
Ich. Ich.
Next.
Suchen.
To search or look for.
Suchen. Suchen.
Next.
Der, die, das.
The. Masculine, feminine, and neuter.
Der, die, das. Der, die, das.
Next.
Schule.
School.
Schule. Schule.
Next.
Auch.
Also or too.
Auch. Auch.
Next.
Sie.
You, formally.
Sie. Sie.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we look at is Sie.
You, formally.
There is a notion of formality in German, just like in French, Spanish, Italian, and other languages. If you're addressing somebody by their family name, then you should also call them Sie, and use the corresponding form of the verbs.
If you're addressing someone by their first name, you'll usually use another pronoun called du. The formal address is the default in German, unless you're talking to children or people who explicitly asked you to switch to an informal address. As a foreigner, you'd do well to address everybody as Sie initially.
We'll cover this in more detail later. And the other thing I wanted to talk about is die. Die is one of the German words for the, and yeah, we'll cover the different words and their purpose in the next lesson. But for now, I'd like you to remember that anything meaning the can also mean that in German. So when Sabine says, ich suche die auch, she means I'm looking for that as well. Die becomes a short way of saying die Goetheschule. Once the word die Goetheschule has already been mentioned, then die is enough to refer back to it.
The grammar focus of this lesson is regular verb conjugation part 1.
This is your very first German lesson, so we shall not overwhelm you with grammar. Today there's just one thing to note, that is, when we give you a verb, that is an action word, in the vocabulary section, it will end in en. This form is called the infinitive, like to be, as opposed to am, are, is, or the like. It's the form that you'd expect to find in a dictionary.
For example, if you wanted to translate the sentence he has kids to German, and you wanted to know what has is in German, you wouldn't expect to find an entry for has in a bilingual dictionary. Instead, there's an entry for have. That's the infinitive. In German, it always ends in en.
That doesn't mean that verbs will always end in en, though. When the subject of a sentence, the person doing something, is ich,
I,
then a German verb will drop the n, and the ending that remains is e. For example, suchen,
to search,
ich suche,
I search.
When the subject of a sentence is sie,
you formally,
then the verb retains its original ending though. And for other subjects, there are other endings, much like in Spanish, French, Russian, or other European languages.
Could you give us more examples?
Of course. Singen.
To sing.
Ich singe.
I sing.
Sie singen.
You sing.
Trinken.
To drink.
Ich trinke.
I drink.
Sie trinken.
You drink.
Finden.
To find.
Ich finde.
I find.
Sie finden.
You find.
Existieren.
To exist.
Ich existiere.
I exist.
Sie existieren.
You exist. That just about does it for today. Attention, perfectionists. You're about to learn how to perfect your pronunciation.
Lesson review audio tracks.
Increase fluency and vocabulary fast with these short, effective audio tracks.
Super simple to use. Listen to the German word or phrase.
Then repeat it out loud in a loud, clear voice.
You'll speak with confidence, knowing that you're speaking German like the locals.
Go to GermanPod101.com and download the review audio tracks right on the lessons page today. I hope you liked the start of our series. Let us know. And see you next week.
Bis nächste Woche.
Entschuldigung?
Ja?
Ich suche die Goetheschule.
Die Goetheschule?
Ja.
Ich suche die auch.
Sie suchen die auch?